have in studio with us right now a couple of gentlemen who are going to be graduating in about a week's time. And this weekend, we are going to see their full-length feature film titled Locker Cops. I've got Kobe Cunningham and Patrick Butler here in studio. Guys, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Excellent.
So far, so good. I'm enjoying the sunshine. See, you guys can actually see it. It's just baking my backside right now because it's just melting me through that window.
Yeah, but I feel really bad for you right now. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. You need some sunscreen? I can get some for you.
I might need some. Never thought I could get sunburned sitting inside, but I guess it's possible. But I'm going to block that sunshine from you guys. So tell me all about this film, guys. Locker Cops, you were telling me before we came back from that commercial break that it's a comedy mockumentary, right?
Yeah, so it's a mockumentary comedy. For those of you who don't know, think like The Office or Parks and Recreation, where it parodies a documentary. So, you know, like I said, it's a comedy. We wanted to make people laugh. The story follows James Rook. He's our main character. And basically, he tries to get into the police force in the county. It's a very impoverished county, and there's a lot of crime that's going on, but he gets rejected, so there's a private police force that recruits him, and the police force recruits him into this high school, actually. The high school is just as bad as the county, and the high school needs a police force itself.
So you guys wrote this thing, you produced this thing, you directed this thing. How did all this start? I mean, you guys are working together on this. When did this start and how did it all start?
So we thought of the idea back in our sophomore year. And since then, we just kind of like, you know, hyped it up. Like our senior year, we're going to direct this and it's going to be awesome. But last year, we were elected officers of this film club. And we met with the runner of the club, Mr. Kevin Hugelon. And basically from there, we discussed the details of how we were going to do this movie. And over the summer, basically, Patrick and I, we wrote this very, very rough draft of this movie. And we just kind of worked on it till about November, where we finally got a final copy sometime around Thanksgiving. And about the next 2 weeks, we casted characters. And in December, we finally shot the our first couple of scenes.
You mentioned you casted characters. Is that just members of the film club as well, or does that come from everywhere in that school?
So anybody can do it in the school. It's okay. Almost like it's a theater.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody is welcome to do it. We had a big turnout for that, and a lot of people were really excited to do our film.
Sure. When you're writing this, do you have specific people in mind? I mean, you obviously have friends and stuff and people you've worked with. Do you have them in mind as you're writing it or no?
No, we did not, actually. What's funny is that some of our friends got a little salty that we didn't cast them as the leads. So we had to tell them that, hey, if we casted our friends, you guys would be the leads. But I like to think that everybody is my friend who does this movie. We have a very strong bond, and everybody gets together well on set and off set, so it's just really fun.
Cool.
The Elyria Catholic Film Club this Friday presents its 12th original film, Locker Cops. We're talking to the two gentlemen that created Locker Cops, Kobe Cunningham and Patrick Butler. They're our guests here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. What are some of the major takeaways from both of you guys? What are some of the things that you learned in the process of making this?
Do you want me to start with that?
We kind of learned some of the the brutality as a filming, like having actors available, days where we can film and can't film, like sunny days, rainy days, really muggy days. But yeah, from that experience, kind of took away that some of the aspects of like working with people can be a little difficult. But actually, with our producer's help, she's not here right now. She's at a dentist appointment. Our friend Erin Mary Merhar, she's also our producer. She was able to like wrangle all of them together, and we were able to film pretty successfully because of her. So
yeah, you definitely lose a social life doing this. I'm not gonna lie. We spent a lot of time making this over vacation, on weekends, school days. It was a lot of work, but in the end, when you see it all together, it's just so gratifying.
Well, I think some of the challenges are pretty evident, but I mean, from you guys, what were some of the biggest challenges going into this thing? It could be something maybe you anticipated, maybe it was something that you weren't really expecting, but I mean, for each of you individually, what would you say was the most challenging aspect, or what were the most challenging aspects of this production?
It was probably, for me at least, is the directing part, wanting my actors to do a certain thing, but also understanding that they have their own takes of the character. You know, this was the first time Kobe and I ever directed something, like, in general, so it was really... like trying to find the best of both worlds between what we wanted and between what our actors wanted. That's not to say that, like, we let our actors do what they wanted or we were all gung-ho about what we wanted. Like I said, there's a fine balance between the two. We had to come to understand that. And I think in the end it really paid off because I think we really like how the characters all came together. Mm-hmm. Like they, this is kind of funny, our actor, who is James Rook, is James Kelling. Name's not really... similar names, but it's not really that important. Absolutely, like, captured the character of what we thought was James and what he thought was James just perfectly. So, it like I said, they all kind of just blend together.
Patrick, you mentioned directing being one of the challenges. Since you wrote this with Kobe, and I'll throw this out for whoever wants to answer, but did you ever run into a time where maybe you had different visions for the way something wanted to be done and you have to come together and figure out which way you really want it to be done?
Plenty of times.
Yeah.
How'd you work it out? Are you just talking over?
We compromised a lot.
Sure.
Kobe, do you want to take that one? You might know something that I don't about that.
We actually always had, like, I always had, like, an idea of how something would happen, like, a bad guy in this would be somehow related to the main character, or, like, dating the main character, and I thought that would be, like, the biggest twist ever, but we kind of, like, compromised, like, that's kind of cheesy, or something like that, and,
wow.
Yeah. I remember we actually got into, like, a really heated argument on set one time when we needed to get a squeegee.
Oh, that's right.
And,
A squeegee caused a fight, huh?
Well,
or an argument.
We were on a time crunch, and we really needed to be back at the school, and both of us forgot the squeegee the day of, so I had to drive to, well, we both had to drive to Walmart, and so we got the, like, what, we got two different squeegees?
We meant to get two squeegees for a scene to, like, have one that was used and have one for show because it was dipped into a toilet.
Yeah.
They were completely different, but...
Yeah, I can see why you might want to in that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting. See, it's always fascinating to find out what goes into the creation of a film. You guys had mentioned you've been working on this idea for the better part of 2 years. Now, you told us what were some of the biggest challenges in the creation of this film. I feel like maybe you might not be able to answer this just yet because the film hasn't been fully released. Mm-hmm. But to this point, what would you say has been the most gratifying part of this entire process?
Well, we have seen a little bit of it, or at least almost the full product. We have been editing this whole entire week and last week. So probably the most gratifying thing is just seeing it. I mean, honestly, there's no real words that can describe the feeling, but just seeing your creation and all that hard work, just let alone on a computer screen, is so gratifying. Very gratifying.
Kobe, how about for you?
I have to agree also, just because I'm always, like, I've always had, like, very, I've been very anxious about this and that maybe it might not be good, but being able to see some of the product almost done and seeing some of, like, our favorite qualities about it come to life is just very, very gratifying.
And I think it's cool, too, because it's such a long process. You guys mentioned all the things that you sacrificed in order to be able to make something like this. And I know there are a lot of people that are involved in the process. You know, everybody looks at the finished product of a film and you think, all right, maybe just a couple of people are in there. Well, no. I mean, that's why when you watch the end of a movie, it takes 10 minutes for the closing credits to go up. So how many people did you guys have involved in this? And, you know, at the end of this, I'm sure it'll be very gratifying for you guys, but who all was involved?
Well, we actually, this is kind of funny. We're wearing the Locker Cop t-shirts right now. So on the back of them, we have everybody who participated. I'm not going to count, but it's, what would you say, well over 50 people?
I'd say about like 40.
And this
around is... that, yeah. Mostly students. Okay. So, like we said before, this was, you know, student-made, student-filmed, student-acted. We did have some help from Mr. Huglon, and Mr. Royski, who provided us our original score or original music for the movie. Mm-hmm. But most of it was run by students.
And this is nearly a two-hour film, right?
Yes, nearly 2 hours long.
Holy cow. So when you talk about the editing process, editing down for a two-hour film, no wonder you guys haven't had a whole lot of time to do anything outside the film the last couple of years.
You know, actually, it's funny that you say that because the editing doesn't take that long, especially when you have, like, people who are knowledgeable with it.
Okay.
So Mr. Hugon, myself, Kobe, Aaron, we'll sit down, we'll look at it, we'll edit it, and then that will be our rough cut. Right now we're in the fine cut stage, which is stuff that we are looking at that we might say, hey, let's just tweak this, and then once the fine cuts are done, it's going to be Friday, and that's when the movie's going to premiere.
So where is this premiering, and when exactly is it premiering?
It is premiering in the auditorium at 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday.
Very cool stuff. Again, Locker Cops is the name of it. The Elyria Catholic Film Club is presenting it this Friday. It's 12th original film, Locker Cops. We're talking with Kobe Cunningham, Patrick Butler, that are joining us here in studio on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll get into you two guys individually. You mentioned your future aspirations. Kobe plans on going out of state in a couple of years. You guys are both going to Lorain County Community College, though, for the first couple of years, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And whereabouts in Florida do you want to head?
Full Sail University in Winter Park, Florida. I plan on doing like film-related aspects and maybe getting a degree in that.
You're going to fall in love with Florida. Everybody does. It's a fun place to be, no matter where in that state you might be. And Patrick, we're going to turn this conversation to you for a second because you mentioned to me earlier you've got aspirations to make it in radio, right?
Yes, sirree, Bob, I do. Oh, my gosh. It's a dream to do radio broadcasting, and it's a dream to be doing this right now. So I very much appreciate you guys taking us on. But, yes, I do would like to major in radio broadcasting and have a minor in stage theater and then go to Cleveland State.
Well, you're in the presence of radio greatness and Matt Douglas, who's on the other side of the glass here in the Orthopedic Associates newsroom. He's a future radio Hall of Famer.
Sure, yeah, some sort of Hall of Fame. I don't know who else is going to be involved in that one. Maybe, I don't know, next to a janitor's bin or something like that. But I was going to say, I was going to go somewhere along the lines of Bull gets that opportunity, but you beat me to the punch of living that dream every day, working with myself. But no, it's a fun job. And you obviously, a lot of enthusiasm. You can see the passion you have for filmmaking and for talking on the radio as well.
Good stuff. Well, guys, this is a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for joining us here in studio. Make sure you guys check it out this Friday, the Elyria Catholic Film Club. 12th original film, Locker Cops. Should be funny stuff. Kobe, Patrick, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you very much. And may I just add, admission is completely free, so no need to bring any cash, just your wonderful selves.
See that? 2 years of hard work, and they're letting you see this film for free. Such nice guys you are.